Judge Leon Higginbotham dedicated much of his career to challenging racism through the law and to challenging racism within the legal system. He died yesterday at the age of 70 after a stroke. From 1990 to his retirement in 93, he was the chief judge of the Federal Appeals Court in Philadelphia. He was only the third black judge to have directed any one of the country's circuit courts. In 1964, he was named by President Johnson to the Federal District Court in Philadelphia, and in 1977, President Carter elevated him to the U.S. Court of Appeals. 2 years ago, he spoke with Fresh Air guest host Barbara Bogave. They discussed how he had to deal with institutional racism throughout his education.
You grew up in Trenton, New Jersey. Your mother was a maid, and your father was a factory worker. And you were the first student from your segregated grammar school to graduate to the academic track at Trenton's junior high. How did you accomplish that?
Well, you had to have second year Latin to enter the academic program at what was then called the Lincoln Junior High School, an all-black school. But since we did not have Latin, it would mean that I would have to go in the industrial program. But my mother went to see the principal. The principal said it couldn't be done because I had not had first-year Latin. My mother begged him to give me an opportunity, saying she was confident that I'd be able to make it. So I entered the academic program where I started with second-year Latin, not having had the first year.
That's not that easy, is it?
It certainly wasn't.
Well, what did your mother hope for you?
Well, my mother had a minimum education, maybe a maximum of sixth grade Virginia education. My mother was the most inspiring person I've ever known, and she disregarded the probability curve. My mother believed in America in the sense that even with all of its obstacles, that if you give your society the very, very best and that you're steadfast, that somewhere God will make a way. So that she convinced me from the time I was 3 or 4 years old to really give it nothing less than my best. And I think that having a mother who had that type of commitment had a profound impact on me so that I could face obstacles and not feel overcome.
Well, you got into Purdue University, and at that time there were 6,000 whites and 12 blacks, and they had a kind of segregated housing arrangement for the black students, which I imagine sounds quite wretched. You asked the president of the university for a section of any dorm just for the 12 of you that had some heat. What was his response?
Well, we slept in an attic with no heat. And you can imagine, and when the temperature got 20 and 15, how miserable. And his response was, look, Higginbotham, the law does not require us to have you here, and you either take it or leave it. I finished my semester there, and I did well academically, and I transferred. And I did more than merely transfer from Purdue, which I'd entered when I was 16 and was studying engineering. I decided that I would go into the law because I wanted to, in my life, make a change so that my children would not face another president such as Dr. Elliott, who was willing to preclude us from equality at Purdue.
So he made you a lawyer?
He certainly did. I would have been an engineer but for him.
You graduated from Yale Law School. You were a star of the debate team. You had high recommendations, and the dean of the school sent you with recommendations to the Yale Law School representative in Philadelphia. Did the representative know you were black?
No, he did not. In fact, he wrote me a letter commending me on my record and said my problem would be to decide which firm I would want to go to. When I got there in December when he met me, he didn't even ask me to sit down. He left me standing in front of his desk, and he said, well, Higginbotham, there's nothing I can do for you, but I can give you the name of two black lawyers, that was the end of the conversation. But I don't want to give a negative on all of these, though all of the law firms refused to take me and refused a couple years earlier to take Bill Coleman, who had clerked for a United States Supreme Court justice. I did have a great fortune in the sense that there was a Quaker judge, Judge Curtis Bach, who, when he got my papers, looked at them and hired me on the spot. And Judge Bach made a profound difference. He is the father of Derek Bach, the former president of Harvard. So that I would like for you to clearly understand that when I discuss the deficiencies in race relations in America, I am aware of many of the strengths, and I'm aware of the significant number of people of goodwill who have made a profound contribution into bridging the gaps so that the history of the past will not be the prologue of the future.
Judge Leon Higginbotham spoke with Fresh Air guest host Barbara Bogave in January of 1997. He died yesterday at the age of 70.